Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Taco Man Radio is on the air from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Obviously, folks, for the next hour, you'll be listening to Taco Man Radio. And I thank you so much for tuning in, because I know you can be doing anything you want in this world, but right now, you're listening to Taco Man Radio, so we're cool. We've got open phone lines around the planet. I'll announce that once at the top of the hour, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we've also got the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You know, Saturday night, late Sunday morning, whatever it is, wherever you are around the world, I understand you don't want to go on the air because you had a few drinks, you're buzzed. Okay, here's the text line, 415-275-1613. The Johnny Taco text line, once again, not sex line, text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Hey, we'll hear from Seth Meyers tonight in the way of Michelle Wolf. Of course, she is the comedian that got in all kinds of trouble with that White House speech a few weeks ago, but straight up, she's a very funny lady. We'll hear from the SNL crew, that's right, Michael Che and Colin Jost in the house, and I'm going to have some fun a little bit later. We'll talk about a veterinarian. Well, I'll just get to the joke a little bit. I won't blow the joke now. Bottom line is, we're having lots of fun tonight. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Taco Man Radio, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, only on Sports Byline.
I noticed my neighbor place a broken lawn chair by his curb. Naturally, I repaired it on the spot using J.B. Weld Original Cold Weld Formula Epoxy, then took off my shirt and laid down to enjoy the sun. When the family came home and saw a guy sunning himself on their lawn, they yelled, "Hey you, get out of our yard!" But I know their hearts were yelling, "We were idiots for throwing that lawn chair away. Thanks for teaching us about conservation." Don't toss it. J.B. Weld it.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint the...
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right,
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Yeah. One of my favorite things, of course, is sketches that are written that do not make it to the show.
Oh, yeah.
And some of these ideas maybe have not even been written.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you have some
even
favorites?
Even the ones that have been written haven't really been written. They've been, like, really half thought out.
What is the Rosetta Stone sketch?
This was when Donald Trump hosted. I pitched him an idea that he weirdly didn't want to do, where he was the spokesman for Rosetta Stone Mexican. So he would teach you phrases you could say to someone who was Mexican, like, you're going to build the wall.
Oh, I see.
No, usted are, you know, whatever.
Usted are.
What was heroin AM?
That was non-drowsy heroin. It was it was from the makers of Cocaine PM. And it was a sketch that was not popular in middle America.
Some sketches are just good ideas. It's
yeah.
not even funny.
That yeah, that's a great
that's
product.
That's just a good product.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah you want to take heroin, but you also want to get some stuff done.
What was, was your idea the origin of Screw the Pooch?
Yeah, I wanted to do a sketch about the first guy to ever said the phrase screwed the pooch. Because... an intern one time messed up a coffee order, and I was like, hey, I didn't order this. And he goes, I'm sorry about that, Shay. I really screwed the pooch on that one. And I said, what was that? And he goes, screwed the pooch. It means I made a mistake. And I was like, no, man, it means you had sex with a dog. And you should probably stop saying that in a workplace environment. So I wanted to just dig into that guy. Because I'm sure he probably had sex with a dog one time and just kept pretending that it was a mistake that everybody else makes.
Yeah, that's like the coffee thing. We all make mistakes.
Oh, you messed up the coffee? Now who has sex with dogs? Still you, Gary. You're still the only one that's done that.
Half Viagra?
Oh, yeah, that's a fun one.
Well, we kept seeing these ads. I don't know if you've seen them for single packs of Viagra. Where it's like a weird husband and it's like, we're going on a trip with my wife. And he's like, oh, I'm pack one. Single pack of Viagra. Like, he's like, I want to have sex, but I don't want to carry the whole bottle.
Right.
You know, so on vacation, he could be like, you get one shot. But we wanted to do ads for half packs of Viagra. And if it was, you didn't even want to have sex, you just wanted to make it look a little bigger. Like, if you knew you were going somewhere, like you had a doctor's appointment, you know.
Or like a tailor or something, you know. You gotta use like a stadium urinal. You want people to be.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Whatever. I still say we should have called it Viagra al dente.
First black guy to boo Jackie Robinson?
All right. First of all, it was February. And I wanted a black history sketch. And
yep.
I was like, who's the first black guy to boo Jackie Robinson? for a baseball play. There had to be one. I mean, I'm sure he had an arrow before.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, censor said no.
Really?
Yeah. My favorite sketches are, like, really racially charged.
Yeah.
Like, Chris Hemsworth hosted, and I wanted to do a sketch where the Avengers saved the day, but in the process, Thor accidentally kills an unarmed black teenager.
He didn't think that was on brand?
Yeah, he said it wouldn't help with tickets.
I think it would have helped with tickets.
I thought it would help with tickets, too.
Was it a CVS game show sketch?
I had a game show that was set inside of a CVS that was called Who Works Here?
That's a good
one. Contestants had to buzz in and try to decide, is that, you know, an employee or a drifter in a red vest?
And then this one you guys should know, Cecilia Jimenez was a character that Kate McKinnon played.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And for the actual news story and why she first played him, there was a painting of Jesus, right?
Yeah.
That someone repainted.
Yeah.
And then to retouch it, and then it looked like a howler monkey.
Basically.
It was like the worst repainting job of all time.
Yeah. And then we did one, I think, where she did that Cristiano Ronaldo statue that was insane,
yep,
too. Or the Lucy one. It was like a Lucille Ball where she looked like the snake character from Beetlejuice. And this someone talked about, because they saw, I don't know if you guys saw the animatronic Trump at Disney World.
Yeah.
But it was something where she was the one who designed that. It basically looked like a way worse John Voight.
Yeah. Melty Voight. So what is the pressure like? Obviously, every week on SNL, there is a certain amount of pressure. You guys have one of the all-time greats, Will Ferrell, this week. Some would say, oh, my God, cruise control, but you have to feel pressure.
Yeah, you do. You feel a lot of pressure because everyone already knows he's good.
Yeah.
So if it's not good, it's our fault. Really. Yeah. We're the one that's the problem. So, yeah, it's a lot of pressure. Hopefully Will can step up to it. carry us through with a cowbell, too.
Well, I especially am grateful that you guys came here tonight, because pretty much you're going to leave here and you're going to go right upstairs and right through the night. I can't wait for Saturday. It's always such a pleasure to see both of you. And Update has been so fantastic this year. Keep up the great work.
Oh, congratulations on the Globes, too. You were fantastic.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Golden Globes.
I really appreciate it.
Wonderful.
Joe sent me jokes for the Globes, which was very nice. And like a day before the Globes, you had an idea that was unproducible.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted Andy Samberg to play the creature from The Shape of Water. And that he was in the audience and he was falling in love with Seth as the show went on. And the second time you saw him, he was in a bathtub on stage asking Seth to get in the bathtub.
And it was great because it was written like someone who had never been in show business.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how I try to approach every idea. And you had the good sense to do, like, good, smart stuff.
No. But I did like the idea of, like, just constantly, like, in the middle of, like, a speech, like Oprah giving her speech, Andy being like, I need water! I think that was what the evening needed.
You definitely should have booed Oprah. That would have been the best. Like, what?
Get Seth back out! Thank you guys so much for being here.
What can I say, folks? Those guys kick butt, and they're only, like, working about 18 weeks a year, so it's pretty cool. Got a great schedule. Colin Jost, of course, and the great Michael Che of SNL. Now, things in Cleveland are not looking good for the Cavs, folks. I'm telling you. Guess what? The Lakers have, like, doubled their tickets for as far as the cost and the price of their tickets are concerned. They've doubled the price after signing LeBron James. But Cleveland, on the other hand, has lost about 35% of their ticket buyers. That's right. 35% of the Cleveland Cavalier fans are not going to be buying tickets this year because LeBron James is not there. King LeBron has left the house. I mean, come on, Cleveland. He went back. He brought you. He brought you back a world title. You were ticked off at him. You disowned him. You called him every vile name in the book. I mean, the internet was a cesspool of Cleveland Cavalier fans just going after LeBron James when he went down to Florida. They went after him like for tooth and nail for years and years and years. So he comes back to Cleveland. He does this thing. He brings you one title. I think he brings you to the finals like three times, and he wins one of them. And, like, you guys are all upset about that? That he lost to God's team? I mean, come on. Pretty hard to beat the Golden State Warriors. Golden State Warriors are an amazing team. Steph Curry, I can go on and on. But that team is so deep. That team is just so deep. That's why they call it God's team. And, of course, Kevin Durant, although I don't think he'll be in there next year, I think he'll be here for this one more season, and Durant's getting out of town. Now, I think Durant is the missing piece in the L.A. move as far as the Cleveland Cavaliers former center is concerned. That's right. I think LeBron James is going to L.A. with the hope that he will bring Kevin Durant there next year, because Kevin Durant's looking for a contract with the Warriors. It's a one-and-one. He has an option for the second year. If he doesn't want to sign, he doesn't have to. And that's what he's looking for right now. That's what he's demanding. So, listen, if he gets that deal, if it happens, more power to him. Because, you know, I think players should be able to call their own shots. I was one of those guys that was a big fan of free agency before there was free agency. Because, you know, if you were like a baseball player and tied to a team, you were like, it was like they owned you forever and ever and ever. And that just didn't rock in my mind. Anyway, free agency, the way to go. As far as Cleveland and LeBron's concerned, hey, what can I say? Cavs owner Dan Gilbert, you got to be grateful and commemorative, of course, of all the things, the accolades and stuff that LeBron James has brought you. And, of course, this is the second send-off in 8 years. What can I say? Hey, but this time, he ain't coming back. There's no doubt about it. Hey, you know why? I mean, come on. LeBron James is going to sign it for a few years down in L.A. He's getting old. Tall guys, big guys don't play all that long. Even the most well-conditioned guys are just against the force of nature because you're so big and the pounding and that kind of stuff, okay? LeBron, although he is the most dominant center in basketball right now, maybe since the Wilt Chamberlain days or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar days, but I got to tell you, I don't think he's long for this game. 3 years with the Lakers, if he doesn't capture a title, and I think he will if he gets the right teammates around him, especially Mr. Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, not happy in Golden State. Why? They treat him like the left-handed stepchild, like he's got red hair or something, and he's a black guy at the table. They just don't treat him all that well, according to my sources at the Golden State Warriors. He's not the most respected guy in the locker room, and he might be the best basketball player in the NBA, and that includes Steph Curry. You're tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show, live on Sports Byline. Next up, baby, guess what? We're having some more fun. Yeah, we'll have some more fun right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Heaven help us.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You guys sound like you're doing well. Not to one-up you, but I'm doing amazing. I just went on vacation by myself, which was super fun. Probably because when I checked in the resort, I said, this was supposed to be my honeymoon. They were so nice to me. I got fired from my last job. Don't tell my new boss. But it wasn't my fault. All I did was stop working. When they fired me, they called me into HR and they were like, Michelle, it seems like you're just not doing your job. And I was like, yeah, but for like 9 months. So I think two of us haven't been doing our jobs. We're fat here in America. We did it! USA! USA! Oh no, my arm's tired. That was too much exercise. You know when someone breaks up with you and they gain weight and that makes you really happy? But that's how England feels about us. Hey, America. You look different. How's math and science? You know, they said in 2013 in America that the obesity rate climbed, which I think is the wrong way to say that statistic. I think the obesity rate sat on the couch and got bigger.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
What can I say about Michelle Wolf except that she'll be coming to San Francisco? No, San Jose. August 1st, she'll be at the Improv in San Jose. So I'll be going to San Jose to see the lovely Michelle Wolf. Straight up. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Last week on ABC, they duked it out on Family Feud. I'm talking about NBA stars Chris Paul and Steph Curry. Let's tune in.
All right, you ready?
Nope.
Okay. First time, that's threw me off a little bit. Huh? Well, we're going to put 20 seconds on the clock. All right. Here we go. Name something you wish improved your memory every time you drank it.
Water.
Tell me what age a woman might say is the perfect age to get married.
25.
Name the same old gift husbands buy their wives year after year.
Flowers.
Name something children write with.
Crayons.
Name a way that Bigfoot's feet might be different from yours.
Huge.
Wow. Wow.
Nice. Where you go, girl?
All right, let's go. Name something you wish improved your memory every time you drank it. You said, water. Survey said.
Yeah.
Tell me the age a woman might say is a perfect age to get married. You said, 25. Survey said.
Yeah.
Name the same old gift husbands buy their wives year after year. You said, flowers, survey said. Yeah. Name something children write with, you said. Crayons, survey said. Yeah. Name a way that Bigfoot feet might be different from yours. You said, they're huge, survey said. Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Steph.
Tell me something good.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I got some good news and I got some bad news. Which one you want first?
I gotta go with the good news first.
Go with the good news. Your wife put up a really, really big number.
Okay.
Now here's the bad news. If you don't get this, you out to leave. Your ass. You need 6 points. For you, Steph, that's 2 shots.
Come on.
Step over half and let it go. Ready?
I guess so. Let's do it.
All right, let's remind everybody of Aisha's answers. 25 seconds on the clock, please. Here we go. Name something you wish improved your memory every time you drank it.
Water. Try again. Milk.
Tell me what age a woman might say is the perfect age to get married.
25.
Try again.
30.
Name the same old gift husbands buy their wives year after year.
Pass.
Name something children write with.
Pencil.
Name a way that Bigfoot's feet might be different from your feet.
They're bigger.
Try again.
Hairier.
Yeah. That's good enough. Let's go. All right, let's go. We need 6 points. She nailed it. Name something you wish improved your memory every time you drank it. You said milk.
Come on.
Survey said.
What? Was it wine?
Alcohol, man. Alcohol.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Water. Water was the number one answer. Tell me what age a woman might say is the perfect age to get married. You said 30. Survey said. Flowers was the number one answer. Crayon was the number one answer. Bigger was the number one answer. She had all the number ones except for 30.
From the fun and the laughs of ABC's Family Feud, of course, he's Steph Curry, the victorious Steph Curry family. From that to serious stuff, folks. I'm talking concussion. Of course, Brian Ortega was the heir apparent to the world featherweight championship in my mind. He's an unbeaten MMA fighter, 14-0, Mexican-American out of Southern California. Very articulate, very smart, very community-minded. But more importantly, he's incredibly talented. So I thought him challenging Max Holloway for the title tonight was going to be like the fight of the year, no doubt about it, right? But Max Holloway pulled out of the fight, actually was pulled from the fight medically by the doctors when he showed up for a workout this week, and he was lethargic and couldn't talk well. He was slurring his speech, slurring his words. Get this, get this, get this. And his camp, his trainers and those guys said they had a hard time waking him up from a nap, and they still brought him to an open workout. They didn't take him straight to the doctor. What are they thinking? I mean, you saw in the movie Concussion. You know what happens in the NFL. You know what happens when concussions go untreated, when they go ignored. It's repetitive concussion syndrome over and over again. It just magnifies the injury, and it brings on CT in a monumental manner. I mean, good Lord, chronic traumatic encephalitis. It's common. It's contact sports. That 21-year-old quarterback that whacked himself a few weeks ago, okay? They studied his brain and found out that he has CT. He was only 21 years old. There are guys that are being analyzed out of high school after an autopsy, and they're finding out that they had CT. So what I'm trying to tell you is that this concussion stuff, it's got to be taken seriously. Whether it's in combat sports, whether it's the NFL, whether it's Major League Soccer, I don't care if you're in baseball, you get hit with a ball. If you got a concussion, They've got to pull you out right away. But most importantly, they, meaning your team or your coach or your manager, or your trainer, I'll go with that. But at the end of the day, the fighter has to live up to his own responsibility. He's got to be responsible for himself. I mean, Max Holloway should have been able to go to the UFC people and say, you know what? I'm dizzy. I can't be fighting this week. I mean, I'm having problems with making the weight, et cetera, or whatever. I mean, I just can't fight. I can't fight this week. And you know what? I mean, people would have understood that. I mean, if you have a concussion, people understand it. But instead, the team, they hung around. They tried to push the fight. They tried to ignore things. They tried to, like, oh, Max will be fine. Max will be fine. Well, Max wasn't fine. Max checked into a hospital in Las Vegas on Wednesday.
serious stuff, no doubt about it. And as I said, if you've seen the movie Concussion, you know what I'm talking about. This stuff is for real. I mean, what did they autopsied 110 NFL players last year, and I think 109 of them had CTE. The only one that didn't, and they didn't tell us who it was, but I'm willing to bet it was a punter. I mean, come on. It had to be. You had to think about it. I mean, CTE in football, Mike Schumann, who recently got fired, I believe, from Channel 7 ABC Sports here in San Francisco. Of course, he was suspended, so he stole some Warrior equipment at a game anyway. The bottom line is he told me that he was suffering symptoms of CTE, forgetting things and things like that. And this guy never got hit. He played wide receiver for like four or five teams, including a Super Bowl team. But the bottom line is CTE is real and concussion is real. And Max Holloway, man, you owe it to everybody, including yourself and your family, to report symptoms like that right away, not try to hide it. Because guess what? You try to hide it, you end up stupid and either brain dead or dumb for the rest of your life. You tune in to Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, live on Sports Byline Radio. Next up, we're talking the diner with Dominic Jimenez right here on Sports Byline.
I think boxing is dangerous. Any man being hit in the head, the brain's a delicate thing. I think it should be well protected. If a fella's not qualified, he shouldn't be allowed to fight. But football is proven to have more deaths. Baseball, ice hockey, horse racing, is car racing is much more dangerous. But I would advise nobody to box if they get hit too much and it's too dangerous.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Now, let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. Thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
A Colombian veterinarian has been charged with allegedly smuggling heroin inside of puppies. This according to the very dark sequel to The Secret Life of Pets.
During the historic summit between Kim Jong-un and the leader of South Korea, Kim Jong-un brought his own personal toilet to the meeting. Worse, the toilet was an uncle who betrayed him. Pass.
A 7-Eleven in California is trying to keep people from begging for money outside of the store by loudly playing classical music. Unfortunately, it's only making the vagrants smarter. A man in Kansas was arrested after he was caught having sex with the tailpipe of a car. The sex was described as exhausting.
A California man was arrested after being accused of waterboarding his wife. Still no word on where the remote control is.
More Colin Jost and Michael Che. What can I say, man? SNL in the house. No doubt about it. This is Sports Byline. Of course, I am the Taco Man. From that,
we'll go to Dom's Diner.
Tandy, baby. Sports-wise, Dominic Diner's in the house.
What is happening? Welcome to another edition of Dom's Diner. Fresh off 4th of July. Feeling refreshed. Feeling good. Happy birthday, America. Happy Kevin Durant Day. Remember July 4th, 2 years ago, the day Kevin Durant decided to sign with the Golden State Warriors. So happy Kevin Durant Day to the Golden State Warriors. We had a huge week in sports. And I've got all the specials, all the gossip, all the news you're going to need. We're highlighting the best and the worst in the week of sports. So without further ado, let us begin. First off, winners!
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
The Lakers are my first winners. It's obvious. They are going to sign LeBron James. They've agreed in principle to a deal. Moratorium, official, all that good stuff hasn't happened yet. But they'll be signing LeBron to a four-year, $135 million deal. They get the prize of free agency. Magic Johnson hits it big, strikes gold and purple, and it's going to be LeBron, L.A. Bron. Mix it with with Lonzo Ball, we've got LeBronzo. That's right, LeBron James will be taking his legacy, his amazing talents to the city of Angels, Los Angeles. He's going to be a Laker, following in the footsteps of many Lakers greats. But that wasn't the only big free agency news, because the Warriors... the rich got richer. The Warriors signed center DeMarcus Cousins, arguably the best center in all of the NBA. Yes, he's coming off of a ruptured Achilles tendon he suffered earlier in 2018 with the Pelicans. Not expected to be ready in time for the beginning of the season, but the Warriors are going to dominate even without DeMarcus Cousins, Boogie Cousins if you prefer nicknames. They're not going to struggle without him. This is still a stacked Warriors team. They signed him to the mid-level exception of about $5.5 million. You know where that $5.5 mid-level exception went last season? Nick Young. Nothing against Nick Young. Swaggy P, he's a man. But he's not DeMarcus Cousins. So if DeMarcus Cousins can be even remotely healthy for the Warriors next season, they went from the death lineup with Harrison Barnes, Iguodala, Curry, Steph, and Draymond a few years ago. They had the Hamptons 5 this past season. The joke for next season is, haha, just give up. Steph, Clay, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and DeMarcus Cousins. Good luck trying to defend that if Boogie is even remotely healthy. Good luck to the rest of the NBA. Next winner, Croatia. They become the first team to win back-to-back penalty shootouts at the World Cup since Argentina in 1990. The only two teams to have ever won back-to-back shootout games in World Cup history. Shout out to them. They had multiple injuries in the game, in their knockout game against Russia. Their goalkeeper Daniel Subasic appeared to have pulled his hamstring late in regulation. He hung through. He ended up winning. He made a couple stops in the penalty shootout. So shout out to Croatia. They hung on to beat Russia. It was 2-2 at the end of regulation. Two goals, one on each side, coming in extra time. So it was a thrilling game. They win 4-3 in penalty kicks. The next winner, Russia. Yes, they lost to Croatia. They have hosted, the country as a whole, have hosted a tremendous World Cup. And Russia, by far the lowest ranked team that was remaining in the quarterfinals. They were a PK shootout away from reaching the semifinals. It was obviously a disappointing finish that they lost, but they exceeded everyone's expectations and achieved their best results since the dismantling of the Soviet Union. So, as just Russia, since they were a block of a bunch of different countries as the Soviet Union or the USSR, just as Russia, best result ever in a World Cup, they reached the quarterfinals. So, even though they lost, they are winners for that. More soccer winners, England. They've reached the World Cup semifinals for the first time since 1990. Apparently, 1990, even though I was not born, was quite the historic World Cup. They put together one of their better all-around performances in their win over Sweden, 2-0. I don't want to say it was easy, but England were never in major jeopardy of losing that match. Quite comfortable from beginning to end. They're in great form. You've got Dele Alli holding things down in the attacking midfield. You've got Harry Kane up top. England look good. Even Jordan Pickford, the keeper, is playing really well. So England, I don't like them to beat Croatia, but they are a lot bigger than Croatia. They can win through the air, and I think it's going to be a huge advantage, and they're going to have to win offset pieces against Croatia if they want to advance to the World Cup final. Now, on the other side of the World Cup bracket, France, big winners this week. Knock off Argentina, and then they knock off Uruguay. Now, yes, Edison Cavani was not playing, one of Uruguay's best players, but France beat on Uruguay, and it was a relatively comfortable win. They're putting together one of their best World Cups since their win in 1998. They look strong. They look fast. They're just playing great. N'Golo Kante handling things in the midfield. Kylian Mbappe causing havoc on the wings. Up top, you've got Antoine Griezmann and Olivier Giroud playing great. And Hugo Lloris might be the second best goalie right now in the World Cup. Entire tournament included. I think Thibaut Courtois of Belgium may have him for best keeper of the tournament. Hugo Lloris, though, a very close second. He's been awesome. Final winner, the refs and VAR, which is the video replay. Through the round of 16, the refs had called 95% of plays correctly in a game that can be as quick as soccer. 95% is very good. And then VAR had called 99.7 of the calls correct. So VAR is there to help. It's helping. The refs doing a great job, and VAR just cleaning up the last few misses of the refs. So those are all of my winners. Yeah, refs, VAR, France, England, Croatia, Russia, the Lakers, and the Warriors, all winners this week. Now, you can't have winners without losers, so let's go straight there.
Easy! The who? The her.
First losers, flopping / Brazil. I guess these go hand in hand because Brazil notorious for flopping. If you're trying to expand the game to the countries who don't, where soccer's not a priority, now yes, very few countries is soccer not the priority in terms of national team sport. The U.S. happens to be one of them. The flopping in the game is very off-putting to the casual fan, and I understand it. Neymar, he's been gift and memed all over the place, and I can't blame them for that. Neymar is one of the best talents in the world in soccer, in football, whatever you want to call it. But the flopping, I don't want to say it hurts his legacy, but it makes it hard to root for him, and it detracts from the fact that he is so damn good. Now, Brazil were playing phenomenal. They ran into a Belgian team that was just better. But I think the flopping as a whole is hurting the game in terms of its popularity of the young stars. Neymar, you think of flopping, you don't think of, wow, he's great. So I think that's a shame, and I think as we continue with VAR, FIFA will be taking a closer look at penalizing those who try to embellish the flopping. Okay, next losers, the top five in the rankings in the world of women's tennis. For the first time in the modern era, no woman ranked in the top five reached the round of 16 at Wimbledon. In fact, only one of the tournament's top 10 women seeds remain. That's 7th seed Karolina Pliskova of the Czech Republic. Number 1, Simona Halep, gone. Number 2, Carolyn Wozniacki, gone. Number 3, Gabrina Muguruza, gone. Number 4, Sloane Stephens of the United States of America, gone. Number 5, Elena Svitolina, gone. Big time losing, and you know what? Ranked 181st in the world is Serena Williams. She's still in the tournament. So how about that? Top 5 all gone in Wimbledon. 9 of the top 10 seeds gone in Wimbledon. Serena's still hanging in there. Look out, she might win the tournament. Good job, good effort. This one goes out to Major League Baseball. They announced on Saturday that Mets reliever Henry Mejia will be reinstated for the 2019 season. He'd been previously banned for life following three positive PED tests. Mejia, who is now 28 years old, last pitched in the majors in 2015. He's been on the restricted list since that time. The ban won't be lifted until next season. Mejia will be able to begin working out at Mets facilities after the All-Star break, per the announcement. He'll also be eligible to take a rehab assignment this August and participate in spring training in 2019. So good job, good effort to Major League Baseball. What on earth is the point of a lifetime ban if you're going to allow the guy to be eligible for reinstatement 3 years later? Kind of stupid, no? And here we still have Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson. Not eligible to do very much in baseball, but Henry Mejia, a three-time cheater, reinstated just 3 years after his permanent lifetime ban. So good job, good effort, Major League Baseball. That's all we've got. Dom's Diner is closed, but fear not, there is more sports talk coming up right about now. Take it away, Taco Man.
Time to check out some of Saturday's baseball scores. But I gotta congratulate that Dominic Jimenez. Doesn't he just get better, better, and better week in and week out? I mean, he just got that groove down. The Dom's Diner, maybe that was a format that was just made for him. Of course, why? Because he made the format himself. Straight up, Dominic Jimenez, a star here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. No doubt about it. Checking those baseball scores from Saturday. Minnesota was a 5-4 winner over Baltimore at home. Cincinnati came up a run short against the Cubs in Chicago. Philadelphia, 3-2 winners over Pittsburgh. St. Louis, 3-2 over the hapless Giants. Get this. The Giants haven't scored more than two runs in like eight games. I'm serious. Somebody told me it was 10 games, but I went and checked the stats. Something like eight games. So they haven't scored more than two runs. You're not going to win too many baseball games scoring two runs. I'm sorry. Even if you got the greatest pitching staff in the world, and Giants don't. But the bottom line is they're not scoring runs. Remember earlier in the year they were suffering from the same thing. They weren't scoring runs. It was a bit of a drought. Anyway, the Giants dropped today 3-2 at home against St. Louis. The Yankees were 8-5 winners over Toronto. No doubt about it. The Yankees rocking and rolling. Because, of course, in the age of Steinbrenner, this would be like a celebrated time of the year. He'd be out trying to shop for free markets, that kind of stuff, free agents, that kind of stuff. It ain't happening anymore because George is dead. Oakland was a 6-3 winner over Cleveland. Of course, Oakland is looking pretty good now. They won in a final. That was an 11. Chicago White Sox came up short in Houston, 12-5. And 12-6. And Texas came up short on the short end in Tiger Stadium, 7-2. And, of course, Colorado, a 5-1 winner over Seattle. That is your Major League Baseball scores, of course, for Saturday. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, live on Sports Byline each and every Saturday night. That's 10 p.m. Pacific time, 7 o'clock in Hawaii, and 1 a.m. Sunday morning on the East Coast. You're tuned to Taco Man Radio, live on Sports Byline.
Peralta drives one to left field. Meadows back it up. It's off the glove and over the fence. That's a home run for David Peralta. And it's 2-0 D-backs. Meadows had it in the glove and lost it. Gone for a home run.
The two-strike pitch. Swinging a drive. Deep right field. Away back. Gone. A game-tying grand slam by Michael Brantley on a hanging 0-2 curveball.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Make a million, lose a million. That's the way it goes.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You know, some people might think that Steph Curry was a good catch. I think his wife was a great catch. I mean, she seems to be, like, just brilliant. She's an amazing lady. Of course, they were kicking it on Family Feud, and that was pretty funny. Chris Paul, they came to fight, and they came to play, but, man, they came in second. Steph Curry, still the world champion of the three-pointer, no doubt about it. He showed that in that final round there on Family Feud. Straight up, I want to thank Seth Meyers. Of course, Seth Meyers brings us Michelle Wolf. Michelle Wolf will be in San Francisco, in San Jose on August 1st at the Improv Club. Straight up, you won't want to check her out. She's also got a series right now on Netflix. I want to thank Colin Jost and Michael Che, not once but twice, man. Those guys just rock and roll. I saw Michael Che one time in New York City, man. He was just a fantastic comedian, stand-up comedian. He did a stand-up act. He was young, he was green, he was raw, and he was all Michael Che. He was just so Michael Che. He was so funny. He just blew me away. I knew this guy was going to be a superstar. I just sort of like forgot about him. Before I knew it, there was a guy on Saturday Night Live. There he was from the club to Saturday Night Live. From Dangerfield's, I think it was Dangerfield's Club, to Saturday Night Live, like in the blink of an eye, a couple years later, there he was doing his thing. And how did I recognize him? That voice, that Michael Che voice. Doesn't sound like a Michael Che to me, but he is a fantastic guy. Anyway, time to wrap things up here on Taco Man Radio. Don't forget, each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, each and every Sunday morning, 1 a.m. Eastern time, right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. And I know you can be doing anything you want in the entire world, but right now, you are listening to Taco Man Radio. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you so much for that. You're tuned to Taco Man Radio live on Sports Byline Radio.